police jail. Who is it?
It's Rose.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
Ooh, hi.
I thought the hurricane season was over.
Oh, I'm sorry about the mess. I got started and things just got out of hand.
Yeah, that's the way it was with my first husband.
I bet I can guess what you're having for dinner. Cabbage.
The whole building can guess.
Thank you, ladies. Did y'all come all the way up here just to tell me my place was a mess and that cabbage smells?
No, Sandra phoned, and she told us to meet her here.
Sandra?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she and Reverend Davis.
Reverend Davis is coming over?
Yes, to talk about the extension on the lease for the church.
Here?
Yes.
Today?
Today.
How soon?
Very soon.
And we thought we were late.
Well, look at me. Look at this place. Ooh. I'm going to kill that woman. Of all days to cook cabbage. Rose, I got to change.
Here, I'll get this stuff up.
Pearl, would you open the kitchen window?
Okay.
Oh, that's them. Oh, Rose, quick. Tell him I'm out.
You want me to lie to the Reverend?
Be cool, child. He's been in a lot of disastrous areas.
Afternoon, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Reverend! Come in.
My, it's always so warm and homey here. Good afternoon, ladies.
Why didn't you call and tell me you were coming?
I did phone you. I phoned Rose, I phoned Pearl, I phoned you and your line, but... Oops, I forgot the phone back.
Well, Reverend, did we get the extension on the church lease?
You see, it'll be pretty hard to do a Christmas service if we don't have a church.
Well, that's why we're here. I was talking to the Reverend about a personal matter when he told me... What's that awful odor?
It's cabbage. I'm sorry, Lester just loves it.
Don't worry about it, Mary. It's one of my favorites, too.
What about the lease?
Well... It's all right, darling.
There.
I've got some bad news for you. The corporation that owns our land is not going to renew our lease.
Why not?
Some flimsy excuse about subdividing the lot and making millions of dollars.
Oh, now we're going to lose our church.
Wait a minute. I got to sit down for this. Are you trying to tell me they're going to take the church?
I got some good news. That same corporation has given us a beautiful new lot overlooking the Potomac.
Oh, that's wonderful. But now we're going to have to build a new church. Where are we going to have our Christmas services?
Oh, no need to panic. I've come up with a brilliant plan.
What, move Christmas till July?
Well, no. You tell them, Rev.
I just come from City Hall, and we have a permit to move our church.
To move the whole building? How are we going to do that by Christmas?
That's the problem. I've checked with the moving companies, but they'd be too expensive and it would take too long.
That's why we're here. We can all help.
I ain't gonna move no church.
I brought the estimate. Unfortunately, it's gonna take a minor miracle to get the church in place by Christmas. That's why in time of need, I'm turning to someone else.
Oh, you mean him?
No, him.
Lester?
Mm-hmm. I volunteered him.
Excuse me, Reverend. You volunteered my husband?
Well, we work for the same company, Mary. You just live with him.
Why, Sandra, that's a wonderful idea. Besides, it's a big construction company. They can move the church.
But with Lester's help, we can get it done cheap. And you don't have to pass that plate to me so often.
Then it's settled.
Oh, no, wait. Now, before y'all proceed with any more plans, don't you think you should ask him?
Well, that's where you come in, Mary. Little pillow talk.
Sandra, I am not volunteering Lester for something he may not be able to do. Besides, he's very busy.
Hey, man. Boy, this has been one hell of a day. Reverend! I didn't know you were here. What you doing in these parts? And how much is it going to cost me?
Lester, I'm not here to ask you for any money.
Uh-oh, last time you said that I had to paint the church.
Lester, have faith.
It moves mountains, among other things.
Excuse me.
Why are they all staring at me and smiling?
Don't worry about it, honey. I've already told them you're too busy to do it.
Do what?
Move the church.
Do what?
It's just a little church.
We lost our lease, but we have a new lot.
No. My company builds things. It doesn't move them.
Oh, Leslie, you could subcontract. Everybody at the company says that you can work miracles.
Cut the flattery, Sandra.
No pageant. Disappointed children, old people with no place to pray.
Look, now, I just can't... What in the world is stinking in here?
Your dinner.
Well, it smells like burnt cabbage to me.
Oh, no. This is all your fault.
Excuse me.
Doing God's work isn't easy, huh, Red?
Mary, with all due respect to the Reverend, I just don't have time to do this.
I know it, honey, and don't let Sandra talk you into it.
It's not that I don't want to help the church. I just got too much to do already.
Well, then just tell them that and be tough. I'll back you up.
All right, I've made up my mind. I'm going out there and say no, positively no, period. End of discussion.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, I'll do it. I'll do it. Would you hurry that up? Santa's butt is getting cold.
Well, if Santa had bought Mary that new sewing machine last Christmas, his butt wouldn't have to wait so long.
You didn't have to let those pants out anyway.
Oh, yes, I did. Santa's a pinch more jolly this year.
Why do I get stuck being Santa year after year?
Because you volunteered.
That was in 1979. The Army let you out faster than that.
Well, the Army is not your daughter.
Do I really have to be here?
You sure do. Your darling daughter has written a big part for Daddy Santa in this year's pageant.
Well, I should be down at your church checking on the move.
Why don't you let Sandra do it? She's the real mover around here.
Well, I guess there's no real need to go down there. The church is up on dollies. The truck is hitched up to pull it. Besides, Fred said he's going to move us in tonight ahead of another move. So, can the head of the house have his pants to put on?
Oh, shucks. There goes my plans for tonight.
Yeah. Dad!
Won't you knock before you come in the living room?
I'm sure glad I didn't inherit Dad's leg.
Where is everybody? We want to get this rehearsal started.
Yeah, we worked hard on this. This is going to be the best pageant ever. The first Christmas at the new site.
Well, relax, ladies. You did a great job. And it's going to be terrific.
Make way! Make way for the wise man.
Make way for the magi.
Greetings. Greetings, everyone. Greetings.
Looking good, Calvin.
Thank you.
What message do you bring, wise man?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Look at this. We just happen to be standing under the mistletoe.
That ain't wise, wise man.
I sure hope Santa gets my letter.
Do you really think that's gonna do any good?
Sure. You look nice, Miss Shay.
Why, thank you, Tiffany.
Did you see my letter to Santa?
Not the original, but I did see one of your Xerox copies.
By the way, where is our angel?
Hi, I'm Sandra. Fly me.
Talk about a fallen angel.
Well, baby, how do I look?
Oh, great, honey.
Oh, Mr. Jenkins.
Oh, I just love a man with a beard. Why aren't you out watching the church?
Oh, don't worry. Santa's little elves should be hooking it up to the reindeer right now.
Why, you're the best-looking Santa I ever saw.
Okay, Tiffany, I got your letter. You can forget about the Corvette. Can you remind me why I'm doing this again?
Dad, you've got the best part. You get to narrate the pageant.
And you get to pass out candy canes to all the cute children.
Yeah, who sit on my lap with their wet pants, pull on my beard and say,
"You ain't no Santa Claus."
Good evening, everybody.
Oh, hi, Reverend.
Hi, Reverend.
Hi, Rev.
Why, Sandra, I didn't recognize you in that outfit.
I wonder why.
It looks like most of us are here. Shall we get started?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lester, can I see you in the kitchen for a moment?
Sure.
Lester, weren't they supposed to be moving our church this evening?
That's right, Reverend. It's up on Dolly and ready to go.
It's not ready to go. It's gone.
Great. Those guys sure work fast.
You don't understand. I've looked in both places and everywhere in between. Our church has been stolen.
Fred, Lester.
Ask him about the church.
Give me a chance to say hello first. Say, Fred, what happened to the church? Our church.
The building with the cross and the steeple.
I thought you were supposed to move it tonight. What?
What?
Who?
Who?
Do you mind? Huh? He turned the job over to Larry.
Well, tell him Larry screwed up. I'm sorry, Reverend. Can I talk to Fred?
What do you want to talk to Fred for?
Because we got a whole bunch of wise men, shepherds, and angels in there, and we ain't got no church to put them in.
Mary.
Fred, we want you to find out who stole our church.
Mary, can you stop that?
Your wife better not suddenly end up with no mink coat either.
Listen, Fred. He hung up. Well, I guess we better call the Bureau of Missing Churches. Or the police.
I already did that. They're looking.
Mom, Dad, we're waiting to rehearse the pageant.
In a minute, dear. Honey, do we have to go out there and tell everybody their Christmas is ruined?
Well, I guess there's no sense alarming them until we know what happened.
No, we sure don't want to get murdered during the Christmas rush.
Let's just go out and rehearse. Everybody's waiting for us.
Yeah, okay. Ho, ho, ho. Let's get started with the rehearsal.
Right.
Okay. So, Mary, what did the Reverend want?
It's personal.
Well, who's sick?
Who's getting a divorce?
Who's going to hell?
Later, ladies. We have to do the pageant.
Okay, now, you are one of the narrators, so you take this and you stand over there and follow the script.
Yep.
Okay, now, everybody else, places. Okay, and action.
Some people think Christmas is all about me, good old Saint Nick.
Project, Dad.
You try projecting with a beard. But the true story of Christmas began when people came to Bethlehem for Caesar's census and found the town couldn't accommodate them all.
We've traveled long and hard today.
No matter how hard we look, we can't find an inn to sleep in.
I hope they weren't all stolen.
And that very night, a child was born. Later, an angel appeared before some shepherds.
Hi there. I'm here to tell you about a major star that appeared in the sky to lead the wise men to the manger.
The star lights the whole sky, and I can see for miles over hills and valleys.
I wonder if he can see a church on wheels. Sorry.
So awed were the wise men that they stood there completely silent. You might want to learn a lesson from the wise men, baby.
Are you telling me to be quiet, Angel?
Angel, did I miss my cue? Honk, honk, the shepherds are approaching.
That line comes later.
Yeah, you stepped on my line. I come first.
She said, honk. I'm the harker.
Who cares? I'm an angel. You both just peasants.
No. Now, ladies, this has gone far enough. I think this discord is a sign. And it's time that we had the courage to reveal the truth. Lester.
Me? Well, something has happened to our church. It's,
been ripped off.
Ripped off?
What did they get?
Watch my lips. The whole church.
What they gonna do with our church? Them teenagers done it. Joyriding.
Well, shouldn't we call the police?
Yeah. We already did that, Tiffany.
Did they put out an APB?
Yeah, after they stopped laughing.
Well, it's all Lester's fault. He was in charge of everything.
Lester's fault? You're the one that volunteered him.
But he agreed to do it.
I agreed, but I wasn't in charge of everything. Anyway, I told you I didn't have time to do it.
You're just mad because the first right thing you ever did turned out wrong.
Ladies, it doesn't matter whose fault it is.
That's right. Come on. We can make the best of this situation. Somehow.
Well, that's easy for you to say, Rose. Everybody thinks you're an angel anyway. This is my first shot.
No church, no services, no pageant.
No eggnog.
All because of Lester.
Hey, now, listen, let me tell you something, son. None of my fault.
To save myself from Satan.
Will you take your music somewhere else?
What? You just told the carolers to go somewhere else.
If he hadn't, I would have.
I think it's time for us to have prayer.
I think you're right, Reverend.
All wise and everlasting, thou art God. Our congregation, adults and children, have worked for weeks to prepare a pageant in your honor, and now our church has been stolen. We come to thee, dear God, for your guidance and for your help. Amen.
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 Well, I guess I should have kept a closer eye on Fred.
Oh, it's my fault, honey. I never should have let them talk you into it.
Maybe it's my fault for pretending I didn't see that collection plate last Sunday.
Maybe it's my fault.
For what?
None of your business.
Well, this is the first year that we haven't set up the manger scene.
Oh, now, come on. Come on. We can all rise above this.
Wait a minute, that's it. The manger.
The what?
Well, the first Christmas was held in a stable with the manger, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we can set up a stable on our new lot.
Oh, but Mary, our manger scene is so small.
Just give me some 2x4s and some willing hands, and I'll build one big enough to hold everybody.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Christmas services outside in the cold without somebody to keep me warm?
Sandra Clark, we ought to clip your wings. Listen, everybody, this may be the Lord's way of getting our attention. Now, we've been grumbling and complaining because we don't have our church for Christmas. Well, the church isn't brick and mortar. The church is us.
That's right. It's not what's inside a building that counts. It's what's inside us. Our mistake was thinking we didn't have a Christmas without a building, when all we really need is us.
I wish I'd said that.
Now, who's going to help me?
I will.
Now you're talking. I bet we can fix the place up real cute and have a real authentic, old-fashioned Christmas with a manger.
You know, it is different.
And it does sound like fun.
You know, it does sound like fun.
Sounds cold.
What about me? What can I do to help?
Well, you might round up some muscle men and give me a hand.
Muscle men?
Yeah.
Well, any sacrifice for the church.
Lester, Mary. God bless you. An authentic Christmas. What a wonderful idea.
Now, you see, I knew what I was doing when I volunteered Lester.
But you see, I knew what I was doing when I married him.
And the angel said unto them,
fear not, for behold, I bring to you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying,
glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.
That was lovely.
Hey, Lester, there's a policeman here, and he wants to see you.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountains that Jesus Christ is born.
Oh, I just love to hear them sing.
Me too.
Whew, sure wish I had some hot chocolate.
Me too, with a little something in it.
My dear brothers and sisters, I know it was cold when you got here, but I sure am feeling warmer now myself, aren't you?
Oh, yeah!
There are many people responsible for this, but I want you to know that it was Sister Mary Jenkins' idea to have the pageant here in the manger. Of course, she wouldn't have had to do that if our brother Lester hadn't lost our church.
Well, what about me, Rev? It was all my fault.
We're praying for you.
Reverend, may we? Folks, everyone, they found our church. They have moved it over to where they're going to place a big hamburger stand. But we'll have our church just as soon as they can move it over here where it belongs.
But the officer assured Lester that our church looks glorious standing there behind those golden arches.
Merry Christmas, everybody. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Everything just worked out so well, didn't it?
Oh, it sure did. This was the best Christmas ever.
Lester, you think you can make the same mistake next year?
Hey, look, it's snowing.
Thank you, Lord. I asked for it.
Joy to the world, the Lord.